So you might recall from 2 hours ago that Donald Trump posted an AI image of him as Jesus Christ, which made some people angry for reasons that should be obvious if you know literally anything about Christianity. He also attacked the Pope yesterday, which was also very funny, though not in a way that made his bases angry because there are no American Catholics. It opened with the Pope Leo is weak on crime, which is incredibly funny and terrible for foreign policy. He talks about fear of the Trump administration, but doesn't mention the fear that the Catholic Church and all other Christian organizations had during COVID when they were arresting priests, ministers, and everybody else for holding church services, even when going outside and being 10 and even 20 feet apart. I like his brother, Lewis, much better than I like him because Lewis is all MAGA. He gets it and Leo doesn't. I don't want a pope who thinks it's okay for Iran to have a nuclear weapon. I don't want a pope who thinks it's terrible that America attacked Venezuela, a country that was sending massive amounts of drugs into the United States, and even worse, emptying their prisons, including murderers, drug dealers, and killers into our country. The Catholics were very understanding with COVID. I mean, it doesn't matter. He's fucking insane. Do you have any idea how insane it is to publicly beef with the Pope? I have no idea what. It's not even about angering your base, man. This is the kind of shit that would get like 12th century monarchs beheaded, you know? Jesus Christ. I don't want a pope who criticizes the president of the United States because I'm doing exactly what I was elected in a landslide to do, setting record low numbers in crime, creating the greatest stock market in history. Leo should be thankful because, as everyone knows, he was a shocking surprise. He wasn't on any list to be pope, and he was only put there by the church because he was an American and he thought it would be the best way to deal with President Donald J. Trump. If I wasn't in the White House, Leo wouldn't be in the Vatican. Unfortunately, Leo's weak on crime, weak on nuclear weapons, does not sit well with me, nor does the fact that he meets with Obama sympathizers like David Axelrod, a loser from the left, who is one of those who wanted churchgoers and clerics to be arrested. Leo should get his act together as Pope, use common sense, stop catering to the radical left, and focus on being a great Pope, not a politician. It's hurting him very badly, and more importantly, it's hurting the Catholic Church. President Donald J. Trump. Do not print that he was mad. I miss his shorter posts. Yeah, no kidding. The longer ones are just not funny. He should have just said Pope Leo's weak on crime. Think he's mad Trump wasn't asked to be the Pope? He did want to be the Pope. That is true.
And they're going to go back. Filled up with oil.
Why did you attack Pope Leo on Truth Social?
I don't think he's doing a very good job. He likes crime, I guess. He hit us. Think of it. He's worried about fear. What about the fear when the ministers and the priests and all of those great people that were arrested during COVID, and in many cases they're outside 10 feet apart, and they were arrested. So we don't like it. We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay in our cities. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person, and he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. He's a man that doesn't think that we should be toying with a country that wants a nuclear weapon so they can blow up the world. I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
Wope is so back. Yeah, he's been pretty much nonstop. I mean, the Pope has greater concerns than just responding to the American presidency, but obviously, like a lot of what he's been doing lately, there, he you know, he's planned on the 4th of July not to go to America, but rather to go to like what is it, an island where refugees are in the Mediterranean, right? One of those little islands that they get like they swim to after their ships have been sunk by getting rammed into by Italian Coast Guard or whatever, near Malta, near Malta. Okay, near Malta, yeah, something like that. Pope Leo polls 100% amongst Pope Leo supporters. Many such cases. It's I don't know, man. I again, like declaring war on the Pope, which this should be seen as. I mean, like I feel like J.D. Vance is getting pretty close to excommunication. There's absolutely no benefit to this. I have no fear of the Trump administration or speaking out loudly the message of the gospel, which is what I believe I'm here to do, what the church is here to do. We are not politicians. We don't deal with foreign policy from the same perspective he might understand it, but I do believe in the message of the gospel as a peacemaker. Pope Leo fires back with cutting retort after Trump savages him. What the fuck? From the Independent, savages?
I have no fear of neither the Trump administration nor speaking out loudly about the message of the gospel. And that's what I believe. I am called to do what the church is called to do. We're not politicians. We're not looking to make foreign policy, as he calls it, with the same perspective that he might understand. message of the gospel, the lesson of the peacemakers, is the message of the world.
Lay excommunication is pretty rare, Vosh. We mostly only excommunicate priests and bishops who are teaching heresies. I mean, I understand that J.D. Vance isn't a priest or a bishop, but I do think that, like, American Catholics who align with evangelicals are heretical. Like, I actually textually believe that is 100% defensible in an ecclesiastic sense. I mean, you can't really excommunicate evangelicals directly because they don't give a fuck, but you could. It would make for a funny day on Twitter, is what I'm saying, you know? Interdiction's usually what happens to non-clergy. Hit him with a left. From the president, His Holiness Pope Leo XIV, Pontifex, I condemn the insult to your excellency on behalf of the great nation of Iran and declare that the desecration of Jesus, the prophet of peace and brotherhood, is not acceptable to any free person. I wish you glory by Allah. It is insane that, like, America has basically declared war on Christendom. The quote-unquote Judeo-Christian, parentheses, Jewish supremacist / evangelical death cult coalition is more anti-Christian than Muslims are 1,000 times over, you know? Like, at least Muslims venerate Christ. Jews don't give a fuck, for one, and evangelicals are just openly heretical. I don't know, man. We need a new crusade. Maybe the Muslims can keep Istanbul. I'll call it Istanbul.
Now to that extraordinary new front that the president of the United States is now taking his fight to, taking on the Pope. And Pope Leo is responding, a statement that no Pope...
It's almost like there was a split in Christianity that formed the Protestants, some sort of Reformation. Yeah, but the Reformation doesn't really have anything to do with what created evangelicals. Protestants back in the 1700s have nothing to do with modern day evangelicals. It's just totally, totally different thing. People talk about the schism as though the important one was with Martin Luther, but in reality, the important schism was back in, I want to say post Civil War America. It was the divergence towards, like, hyper evangelical, radically conservative, post-war conservatism. I mean, I think that this was, I would need to read up more on it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was just like a direct translation of like antebellum Confederate sentiment transplanted onto the clergy. Evangelical and Protestant is the same. No, stop. We're not doing this again, okay? By evangelical, I mean American evangelical. I don't mean the word evangelical in Germany, which means Protestant. It's a semantic difference, but I'm in America, evangelical refers to a specific kind of Christian. Usually Southern Baptist, but not always. It's different. And it's relatively modern. It's relatively modern. Post-World War II?
Mm. ...has ever made before, quite frankly, ever has had to make before. The Pope saying this morning that he has, quote, no fear of the Trump administration after President Trump went after him, as if Pope Leo were just any...
Fire and brimstone tent revivals in the early 1900s, then in the 1960s, the Southern Strategy. Yeah, you guys seen Sinners? You know the main character's dad, the fire and brimstone preacher? That guy was an early evangelical. It was like a big wave of mostly Southern, radically conservative Christian evangelism that morphed into being a political apparatus built around the Republican Party.
Their politicians saying the pontiff was, quote, weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy. Here is Pope Leo's message.
The message of the church. The message of the gospel, blessed are the peacemakers. I do not look at my role as being political, politician. I don't want to get into a debate with him. I don't think that the message of the gospel is meant to be abused in the way that some people are doing. And I will continue to speak out loud against war.
I need Chad to know revival tents are still common in the South, and I saw one being set up last weekend. That's fucked. I mean, yeah, they are, but like, yeesh.
Elena Treen is at the White House for us to start us off. This is quite a way to start a Monday, Elena.
Absolutely. I mean, a remarkable statement and comments you're hearing from Pope Leo XIV this morning. They come, Kate, in response to the president issuing sharp criticisms against the first American pope. He had called the Bishop of Rome, quote, weak on crime and terrible for foreign policy, while also...
What's a revival tent? It's exactly what it sounds like. Gathering of Christian worshipers in a tent erected specifically for revival meetings, evangelism, and healing crusades. Tent revivals have had both local and national ministries. It's a cult thing. Like, you set up a tent and a crazy cult leader shows up and heals your illnesses and tells you about how the world's ending in 5 days, and he fucks your daughter and then he leaves. Most tent revivals are held by Methodist Christians, as well as Pentecostal Christians, both very evangelical denominations. Tent revivals held outdoors, preaching conversion experience, born again. Oh, like in Gravity Falls? Yes. The church that they were... Yeah, yes. The proper term for these kinds of groups is charismatic Christian groups. Well, because you mean because, like, you have a guy in, like, a striped suit and a little flat-brimmed cap and a cane running around, like, convincing a bunch of poor Southern folk that they need to give their money to the... Yeah. I get what you mean. Personality cult-driven Christianity. Giving people their dang baptisms. It's okay, Nuts. I forgive you for your sacrilege. That's really not what charismatic means there. Nice vague posting. King vague poster. I could tell you what charismatic means in this context, but I won't. Trust me, it's really important, though.
Claiming that Pope Leo would not have been selected if it was not for the president himself. Now, we later saw Trump double down on comments in person while speaking with reporters last night before posting an AI-generated image of himself that essentially portrayed him looking as if he were Christ the healer. But I do want you to take a listen to what we heard the president say last night.
He's a very liberal person. And he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. He's a man that doesn't think that we should be toying with a country that wants...
That's an incredibly funny thing to say about the literal, actual Pope.
...a nuclear weapon so they can blow up the world. I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
Forgave his betrayer and the Roman soldiers.
I'm not a fan of Pope Leo. Look, just to give you a little context here, we had heard the Pope weigh in. I think initially he was, trying to refrain from criticizing the president or the Trump administration directly, but we have seen him become far more vocal when criticizing the U.S. war with Iran. Last week, he condemned the president's rhetoric, specifically after we saw President Trump issue that threat that a whole civilization would die tonight. Now, I want to give you a little context as well. It's very interesting, and what I'm going to be watching for is what the 53 million Americans who are Catholic, who identify as Catholic.
Charismata refers to the holy gifts, healing, speaking in tongues, etc. Like all the cult shit. Yeah. All the stuff evangelicals fake because they're trying to drum up funds so that they can buy a private jet.
I would also say, put that in another number that's known as 20% of the voting public remains to be seen.
Pagan shit. It is pagan. It's absolutely pagan. The idea that a faith healer could tap a person on the head and heal them of their illnesses or speak in tongues to channel angels. That's all of this is paganism. It's none of this is Christ. You're not Jesus Christ. You can't work miracles.
What their reaction it is to this shamanism. Will be. Same with, I would note, among those, 53 million Americans, that includes the First Lady Melania Trump, the Vice President J.D. Vance, the Secretary of State Marco Rubio, all of them as well identifying as Catholic. So just an remarkable, I think, war of words that we're seeing between the president and now having Pope Leo the 14th respond this morning.
After the president criticized the Pope's anti-war stance and said he did not like him, the Pope this morning said he's not afraid of the Trump administration. And then reportedly, when asked about a Truth Social post, he pushed back saying, quote, it's ironic. The name of the site itself. Say no more.
Saints do miracles all the time, though. Yeah, but for one, that's a Catholic thing. Protestants don't worship saints because that would require them to read and memorize people, which they can't do because Protestants are all illiterate. Sorry, evangelicals, not Protestants. And for two, they don't think sainthood is a prerequisite, because Catholics believe in works and evangelicals don't. Evangelicals think that your personal relationship with Christ is the only thing that matters, and all the institutional faff around it is just a way of like legitimizing or reinforcing that fundamental relationship. No Catholic would ever believe that a saint could heal someone merely by virtue of being someone rather than for what they've done. Saints are given their sainthood by things they've done. They're like the Catholic Church is not out there faking miracles for random assholes or whatever. I mean, they have sometimes in history, but usually there has to be like a life lived well, or that's the idea, at least, I really don't see a point in separating Protestants of evangelicals because they're different groups. Evangelical is a subset. Protestant is the broader. Protestants are just the other. It's one of the big three, You got Orthodox, Catholics, and Protestants, but evangelicals are a subset. But I'm okay with being bigoted against all Protestants if you want. Yeah, evangelicals are just the worst of them. Like, Mormons are technically Protestants, but nobody refers to them as such because they're so far from, textual Christian belief. that a lot of people refer to them as a separate group.
Let's get to CNN Vatican correspondent Christopher Lamb, who is traveling with the Pope. You were in Algeria. You were on that plane.
Matt Eltake, it's literally not. I don't know what you want from me. It's just. What do you want? It's true. I don't know what you want. It's not a take. I'm just describing reality.
Where those extraordinary comments were made. What did you hear?
Also, it seems like evangelical preachers could be any random dipshit. You're correct. In order to be a Catholic priest, don't you have to get like a master's in theology and a doctorate in divinity? It's like a whole scholarly or collegiate process you have to go through. But in order to be an evangelical pastor or whatever, you might not need anything. Like you can just say you are. Likewise with faith healing, it's all just social media buzz. Yeah, you just need a nice suit, basically. That's a bishop. A priest just needs to go to seminary. I'm pretty sure a priest still needs some kind of formal qualification, no? Hold on. Requirements to become Catholic priest. No, okay. High school diploma, good moral character, and a call to life of celibate service. The process requires 5 to 7 years of seminary formation. The seminary includes that. Understood, yeah. I didn't know if the seminary was like medical school, where it was an additional thing you did on top of the previous degree. Protestants be like, don't give to the poor. They love saying that shit. They love it. They love saying that shit. Is that just for America? With regard to the Catholics? No. With regard to the Protestants? There are a lot of Protestant groups out there, but there's not really a single formal set of rules because the whole point is that they don't have a central authority. Our Protestant, Reformist, and Calvinist churches here require a master's degree for preachers, but not for evangelical churches. They just have dudes. It makes sense to me that Reformists and Calvinists would be a little bit more sticklers for the rules. Calvinists are probably like, I just imagine them being very unfun people.
Well, John, there was extraordinary and very strong comments from Pope Leo. Of course, I was among a group of journalists who traveled with the Pope to Algeria. He came to the back of the plane, as is his custom, and he was asked about Trump's Truth Social post, that extraordinary broadside against Pope Leo, and he had a consistent message that was, I'm not a politician, I don't want to get into a back and forth, but I'm going to continue to speak out. And he said, blessed are the peacemakers. Here is some more of what...
Lots of Protestant evangelicals believe that group prayer actually is healing and feeding the sick and poor. Yes, yeah. It fits into Catholics believing in works and Protestants believing in fucking children. When evangelicals in America say thoughts and prayers, which is something for which they get made fun of quite often, the idea is that within evangelical thought, that is you helping them. They don't believe in works. Like, Protestants don't care about doing good things. Sorry, I shouldn't say Protestants. I'm sorry. This is your fault. American evangelicals, by and large, do not care about doing good things for people who are suffering. Because they think that, like, one, they don't believe in works. They don't think that your moral character is determined by doing or good or bad things. It's all virtue signaling to them. They believe in words. And for two, they believe in, I don't know how you'd put it exactly. They believe in, like, the manifestation of Christ's power through thought. Like, they don't think you need to be a saint to work a miracle. That's the whole faith healer thing. You know, like, they don't think you need to be an ordained, like, special kind of person. They think that, like, by praying, you are actually doing, you are actually, like, changing the world. It's kind of like manifesting a little bit, you know? They also believe in meritocracy. Much like arch capitalists, evangelicals, by and large, believe that you get what you deserve. If you're wealthy, this is a prosperity gospel thing. If you're wealthy, it's because God wants you to be wealthy. And if you're poor, ooh, buddy, it's because God wants you to suffer. That's why they tend to say stuff like, God has a plan for everything. God has a plan for you. God works in mysterious ways. They're not the only Christians that say that. Like, every type of Christian says some version of God works in mysterious ways. But the combination of these beliefs, the idea, believing in words, not deeds, believing in, like, manifesting, believing in, like, group prayer actually changing the world, and believing in meritocracy, means that it's a preposterously conservative religious cult, in addition to being heretical.
Leo had to say on board the plane.
I have no fear of either the Trump administration nor speaking out loudly about the message of the gospel. And that's what I believe. I am called to know what the church is called to. We're not politicians. We're not here to make foreign policies positive with the same perspective that we might understand it. But I do believe that the message of the gospel, blessed are the peacemakers, is the message that the world needs to hear.
Thank you very much for clarifying.
Well, John, you know, Pope Leo has in recent days been much more outspoken about the war in the Middle East and in Iran in particular.
Vosh, growing up, I was taught that where three or more people power, where three or more gather, that there was the power of God. That's literally paganism. That's fucking crazy, man. That's paganism. It's literally it's you might as well just believe in rain dances at that point. Jesus. Hey, if you grew up among evangelicals, give me a crazy tidbit in chat. I can't read all of them, but for those who want to like pause and read what chat's saying, like if you grew up, statistically speaking, about 10 to 20% of the people watching right now grew up around evangelicals, assuming that 50% of my audience is American, which is backed up by the live analytics that I get access to. So my guess is that around that number of people are at least passingly familiar with them. Please, if you have any crazy tidbits.
And as Pope, he is something of a counterweight diplomatically, spiritually to President Trump. Of course, Leo is the first American Pope, and he was addressing some of us reporters today in English. His words are clearly cutting through.
I was taught it was two or more people.
To the president who launched that extraordinary attack. It does seem, though, that Pope Leo is unperturbed, unafraid, and continuing to speak out for peace as he has, as he arrived.
Ex-Baptist, I was told not to kiss before marriage. That's what made me leave. I grew up terrified of the end times. Even now that I've long stopped believing, I still get a panic response whenever I hear anything that sounds like a distant horn. Jesus. I was introduced to the concept of trans people at Bible camp because a pastor said it was literally the devil whispering in your ear. My mom's classmate in her small town high school killed himself because he had chronic migraines and nothing helped. All the students gathered with the pastor, and the pastor basically said the kid wasn't going to get into heaven and would in fact burn in hell because he committed suicide. Brother got a brain tumor, and my parents said it was because of Satan. It wasn't even a brain tumor, by the way. My coworker would hit his dogs whenever they touched furniture because the Bible said that beast is not equal to man. I used to go to a Baptist youth school, played bass in the band even though I was a Satanist. Nice. And they were showing dead embryos to middle schoolers for like one whole week. The Christian Science Church just unironically thinks medicine doesn't exist. That's true, yeah. I was made to go out before the congregation at 12 years old to apologize for my dad being gay after it came out that he died of AIDS in 1986. Southern Baptist. Asked a coworker of mine if we should try at all to make the world better. He looked at me and said with his heart fully into it, no, we should not. It doesn't matter and it wouldn't matter no matter what we did. My wife grew up in the Philippines. Their preachers would randomly do sacrifice, and worshipers were expected to give up a large sum of their money or an expensive possession. My brother's girlfriend in high school made him destroy his copy of Vampire Hunter D manga, broke up with him because holding hands and kissing before marriage was sinful. My grandparents would regularly ask my brother biblical questions because he went to a Bible school, like 70 to 80-year-olds seeking religious teaching from a 20-year-old because he was quote-unquote called. I was raised Mormon and taught the Melchizedek priesthood gave me superpowers. Not American, but the church I was in. I was one of those rare European ones that still go with all the crazy American stuff. Once a church elder started praying for their pet rat on stage, talking in tongues. I can't even remotely keep up with all these. That's like 1/10. I had to scroll way down to catch up to right now. My grandma is Pentecostalist. She said God will drop a big stone on my parents when my mom started dating my dad. First time she met him, she ran into the sauna to hide from the big stone. Jesus, man. We weren't allowed to have my sister's funeral at church because she died by suicide. We had to have her funeral in the elementary school gym. Anyway, I guess I'm going to call it there. I thought it'd be nice to get a little peppering of what American evangelical and by and large, these are evangelical teachings, you know, what they're like. This is what happens when the Catholic Church isn't around to crush heresies for 200 years and people are allowed to go wild. Unironically, yes. I mean, that is, yeah. It was an evangelical doctor. You can't have democracy while people believe this shit. Yeah, I agree. And by the way, the founding fathers would have agreed with me too. The whole reason the founding fathers had strong philosophical expectations of the voting population, the reason they restricted it to landowning white men, in addition to the fact that they were very racist and sexist and so on, was because they believed that you needed an informed voting population for a democracy to succeed. The founding fathers, if they could see what evangelicals look like today, would have lost their fucking shit. Like, that kind of evangelism really didn't exist back then. It did to some extent, and in small circles, but, like, the idea of, oh, yeah, the average American Protestant will be, like, a fucking psychopath, it did not exist like that back then. It wasn't like that. And if they had known what it would turn into, they probably all would have been, like, fucking Reddit atheists back then, too. Very different kind of Protestant. On a mission trip to Haiti, we went shopping for souvenirs, and the pastors insisted on putting all the items in a pile and praying over them to cleanse them of the demonic influences. Cool. Is it wrong to think that ultimately all religion would be insane if you abided by all its teachings? Evangelicals don't abide by all their teachings. Nobody does. The problem is that religion is supposed to serve as a socially, I wouldn't say like normalizing force, but it does exist and fills an institutional purpose that is now largely obsolete in a world where we can explain most natural phenomena. The problem is that American evangelicism was basically like groomed from the ground up to be a tool for conservatives in America. Like, unlike Catholicism or Judaism or Islam or a bunch of other religions that have since like had time to stabilize and develop and form like stable social pillars, American evangelicism basically from the ground up was built as a way of cementing a hardline like racist post Confederate like revanchist KKK aligned crazy fucking political bloc. It didn't really have a chance to be anything else. You comparing this BS to pagan traditions is so wrong. This is just lunacy. I also think the pagans were wrong, to be clear. I also think the pagans had some stuff wrong about the world, so I'll make the comparisons that I prefer. Protestant work ethic being one of those tenets, 100%. Protestantism was corrupt from the root, from at least at that point there were some fundamental problems, but yeah, no, it's only gotten worse, man.
Here in Algiers for the first part of a four country tour of Africa. John.
So Christopher, with Pope Francis before him, Pope Leo's
as someone who was raised in Mississippi now lives in Chicago, you can't really comprehend how bad it is there. My school got sued by the ACLU. Your school got sued by the ACLU? Jesus.
Sister, occasionally you would have the president and the Pope speaking past each other with vague, veiled references. I don't know if it's because English is the first language for Pope Leo. This seemed to be a much more of a direct response to the president's words than I feel like I have heard before here. Is there a reason for that? And what more do we expect from Pope Leo on this trip to Africa?
Well, I think it is partly to do with the fact that Leo is an American and he has English as a mother tongue. And, you know, I spoke to Leo, asked him a question just before Easter about a message he had for President Trump. And Leo said to me he hopes President Trump finds an off-ramp to end the war in Iran. You know, I think what we're seeing here is a clash between a pope who wants to communicate this message of peace, of bridge building, of trying to build relations between faiths, between Christians and Muslims. He's here in Algeria, in a predominantly Muslim country. And so I think the stark contrast between the first American pope and the US president at this time couldn't be stronger. And of course, it was viewed for decades that it was impossible for the cardinals to elect an American pope. Why did they change that?
Anyone told dinosaur bones were placed there by Satan to mislead us from God? Somebody just a minute ago in chat pointed this out, but another big root of evangelical thought in America was the performative rejection of empiricism. Catholics often mold their beliefs around the world as it actually exists. If you talk to a Catholic priest about the stars or the world underneath your feet, they'll probably find ways to kind of syncretically integrate new scientific discoveries into the way the world worked. More like a watchmaker model of God, right? Like God made a bunch of very complicated rules about the universe and we're discovering them. But evangelicals will performatively reject all of it. Like many evangelicals are flat earthers. Many of them are young earth creationists. In fact, that's very common. They think the dinosaur bones were put there by Satan. They don't believe in medicine. Catholics believe in medicine, by the way. Like, if you go to a Catholic priest and you're like, hey, I'm sick, they'll be like, go to a fucking doctor. But like many evangelical denominations will be like, well, you need faith healing for that. They performatively reject science. They just don't fit in with the world, man. I'm sorry, they just don't. There are Catholics that believe in evolution, plenty of them. It's not even that uncommon. It's easy for them to argue. All they have to say is like, yeah, that's just the rule. That's just a rule that God's world follows. Like, man is exceptional, but like the animals and plants, you know, that God populated the world with have changed over time. That's like a completely normal belief. Yeah, they recognize evolution, but you know, evangelicals.
Well, partly because of the election of President Trump. And that is part, I think, of some of the conflict and back and forth that we've seen today.
Joining me now to discuss, Christopher Hill, the publisher of the Letters from Leo Substack. Thanks so much for being here, as this story honestly is continuing from overnight. Can we talk about what you just heard from Pope?
The pagan crystal mummies are going to cast his moon to go. Oh, it's funny you mentioned pagan crystal mummies or whatever, because basically all of the performatively anti-science beliefs we used to associate with hippies have been folded into the evangelical mindset. Crystal healing, faith healing, prayer candles, horoscopes, any kind of astrological sign, essential oils, all of them. They used to be associated with like weird kind of like select pagan, you know, like anti-empirical traditions. But basically all of them now have been folded into evangelicism, you know? Basically all of them. If you find a person online talking about essential oils, prayer candles, crystal healing, they are probably some kind of evangelical. It's like it's an ideology grounded in hierarchy and cult anti-science. You know, it kind of absorbs everything around it. I guess what I'm saying is that they shouldn't be allowed to vote. I genuinely believe that there should be some kind of literacy or world test before you're allowed to vote. I 100% believe this. Absolutely, I do. Yeah. Manifesting came from evangelical Christianity, FYI. Yeah, that sounds about right. Slippery slope? Nah, I don't think so. I disagree. You know what's called a slippery slope? Fallacy, right? Like, that's the full... You said two of the three words. The third word is fallacy. It's that joke, the Protestant would turn away the boat and the helicopter and the raft coming to rescue him from his roof after a flood because God will save me. He dies, goes to heaven, and acts bewildered when God says, "Why did you refuse my salvation? I sent a boat, a helicopter, and a raft." And Catholics have all the best jokes about Protestants. There are actual slippery slopes. Yeah, but I think the idea of systematically disenfranchising evangelicals is like the sturdiest ground. The disenfranchising evangelical Christians in America is like a slope at 0 degrees made out of Vibram sole turned upwards, okay? It's made of glue. Somebody has spread gorilla grip glue all over the slope. There is no slope. It's a flat ground. How would that work with the First Amendment? I don't really care. We'll make it work. We had poll tests and literacy tests back when the First Amendment existed. We did it before. We'll do it again. You need to be literate to speak. Well, then I'm fucked. Trump